Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the third parak. We will do it over the course of five podcasts. And the first one begins, of course, with Mishnah Aleph. Amrulo Achalta Chelev. We're going to define a little bit later who is Amrulo, but for right now we'll translate. A person was told that he ate Chelev, maybe Chatat, he has to bring a Chatat. Eid omer achal, ve'eid omer lo achal. So if one witness says he did and one witness says he didn't, isha omer achal, isha omer lo achal, even if the two people with the conflicting information are not kosher le'edut, two women, maybe asham talui. Then he has to bring the asham talui on a safek of violating a chatat. Eid omer achal, v'hu omer lo achalti. Now if he disagrees and says, I didn't eat, against one witness, patur, he's totally exempt. If two guys say he ate, and he says no he didn't, Rabbi Meir Mechayev, and Chachamim as you'll say, exempt. Amar Rabbi Meir, here's his Kal V'chomer. Two guys can get you killed. That's more serious than a Korban, we'll all agree. So certainly two's the witness, the testimony of two, in spite of your disputing their testimony, should bring you to a lighter punishment with the Korban. Amrulo, the answer of the Chachamim was, Ma'im yotzelomar mezid ha'iti. The fellow could say, yes, you saw me eat, but I was doing it intentionally, and there's no korban. Patur. Okay. Achal chelev achelev b'helem achat. This is another component of chiyuvei chatat. If he forgot that chelev was asur, and he ate some chelev and ate some more chelev, he's only liable for one korban. Achal chelev adam ufigul v'notar b'helem achat. But if he forgot that all these things were asur, and he violated four different kretot, that we see listed as an example. Chayav kol achat v'achat. Then when he finds out, he's chayav for each one independently. Ze chomer minim harbe min achat. This is the liability, extra liability of multiple types, because you're chayav for each one. However, chomer min achat minim harbe. It'd be difficult to find this, but how do we find something more stringent about multiple violations of one thing than of many? Shimachal kechatzi zayit v'chazar v'chal kechatzi zayit. If he ate a half a kazayit of chelev and another half a kazayit of chelev, behelamachat, so if it's meminachat, if they're all of one thing, and together you have a kazayit, and it's during one period of forgetfulness, chayav. Mishnei minim patur, half a kazayit of pigul and half a kazayit of notar, do not join, and you are patur for both. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemarak. Tani, amru lo achalta chelev mevi chatat. So the question is, amru kamahavian, how many people told him? Is it one or two? Is essentially the Gemara question. So we assume train, because it says Amru, so it was two. What is the answer? If he says nothing back, so Elashtika, the train who the Mevi Chatat, would you need two people to tell you you ate, and you to be silent, so you to be Chayav? Elashtika the Chadlo. But if only one person says you ate, and you say nothing, then you're not Chayav? And Mitziata, look at the next clause. If one aide says you ate and he says I didn't, then he's patur. Tamad amachishle, he's only patur because he challenged him and he denied it. Aval shatik michayev, if he's silent, he's chayav. So v'choshek en trei, so then the opening line in the Mishnah is unnecessary. Because if one person says you ate and you say nothing, you're chayav. Certainly if two people would do that. Ela dekamachishlehu, it must be that in the opening line, two people said you ate and he says no I didn't. Now, Mani Rameiri. That seem only follows Rameiri, as we saw later develop in the Mishnah Demar HaChashad Devei Trei LaVachashahi. When two people say you ate and you say no, we ignore your denial. Aval Rabbanan Patur, the Rabbanan say you're Patur, as they explained. So, Umay Kamashmalan, then what's the Mishnah teaching with the opening line? Misei Fashamat Mina, we already got Rameiri and Chachamim from the end of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah. The answer is HaKamashmalan Devar Zemachlokot Rameiri Rabbanan. It's teaching us that the opening line in the Mishnah really is only Rameiri's opinion. Rabbanan would disagree. And that's when you say, no, I didn't. You deny it. For the Kamachish Lahu. That's one version. Now, Ika Da Amri, other people interpret Amrulo Nami Chad Karile. That Amrulo in the opening line of the Mishnah, this is why I didn't translate it, could be one person told him. And where do we find that the plural verb Amru could refer really to one person? Now we have a Mishnah Yevamot. Hashash alach malim dinat hayam. The famous case, a woman's husband went away, disappeared, we don't know what happened to him. Uvau ve'amru la, amru in the plural, meit ba'alech, your husband died, v'niseit, And then she went she got married to somebody else based on that information, which turned out to be errant. Then her husband showed up. She has to leave her current husband. She can't go back to her old husband. Ketubot, ketubah, blaot, mezonot, etc. But the point that we're concerned about is tekaimelan dafilu b'chad. Our understanding is that that's true even if it was only one person who told her your husband died, even though it says amrulo. Mimai, how do we know that? Minikhtani seifa niseit shelo birshut muteret lachzorlo. If she married shelo birshut without the Beit Din issuing a heter for her, then she can go back to her first husband. My shelo birshut, what does that mean? Shelo birshut Beit Din, meaning without Beit Din. Ela Beit Din, in other words, it sounds odd, but once we clarify it, it all makes sense. If there was one witness that came and Beit Din said to her, based on that one witness, you can get married, then her husband shows up, she does have to leave both. But if she married based on two witnesses coming and no need for a Beit Din, then she can go back to her first husband. Now, Michlal Dereisha Reshut Beit Din Veid Echad. So obviously the first case was a case of Beit Din giving her permission, and there was one witness. And nonetheless it said, Amru, Amagabi Eid Echad Ktani Amru. Therefore, Amru fits even with one witness. V'chanami Ktani Amrulo, so therefore our Mishnah also Amru means one witness. Mashma Filu Eid Echad. Okay, so the one witness says you ate chalev. What does the guy answer? If the guy says, no, I didn't, so mimaiti, there's no korban. We learned explicitly, if he denies it against one aid, patur, he's totally exempt. Ela the shatiki must be that he's silent. So mimsiata shmamina, we already learned that from the middle part of the Mishnah, explicitly. Eid echad omer achaltiv, who shall take? What do you infer from there? That if he's silent, he's only exempt because he denied it. If he's silent, he's chayav. So the answer is the olam to lo machishle. The opening line in the Mishnah is one witness says, in the second version, one witness says, you ate. He doesn't deny it. V'hachitani, this is what it means. Amrulo achalta chaylev mivi chatat. He has to bring a chatat. That's if he's silent. If he denies it, then patur, and that's what the next part of the Mishnah is, so it all flows together. Now, that's clarifying what the wording in the Mishnah is, and two ways to read Amru, either two or one. How do we know, midoraita, that if one witness says you ate, and you don't deny it, you're chayav? Detana Rabbanan, in the context of a chatat, ohoda ilav chatato, if he becomes aware of his sin. Meaning it was Bishogeg. Veloshio dihu acherim. Not that other people tell him, meaning they say you did this and you don't know you did it. Meaning even after they tell you, you're not aware of it. Yachol afilo in machishan, I might think even if he doesn't deny it, tamudomar ohudai lav. Mikol makom. Meaning as long as it becomes known to you and you don't deny it. Vemayaskinan ilem betrain, if it's talking about two witnesses, train vein machishan krabai. Do you need a pasuk to tell me that if two guys say that you did it, and you don't deny it, that you're chayav? Allah b'chad, it must be that one person said it. Oktani ke'en machishon reheman. And if you don't deny it, he's believed. Shema minah. So you see from the Torah, from Hodai Lav, and from that Midrash Halacha, that even if one says you did it and you don't respond, you are chayav. Amar Rav Meir, Kal v'chomer. So what was Rav Meir's Kal v'chomer in the Mishnah? He said, if two guys can get you killed, certainly two guys can get you chayav b'korban. Ibayalu, my tam Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan disagree? There's two possibilities we're going to play with here. Hey, first of all, Mishum da adam nemara latzmo yoter me'aish, is it because we believe a person about himself more than 100 people, more than all the witnesses in the world? In other words, when it comes to momonot, so there's a victim there, so therefore the edim play a role. When it comes to chiyuv emita and makot, etc. When it comes to something about a shogeg, you believe yourself to say, I know what I did, and I know that I did it b'mezid, I know I didn't do it. Or is it because he has a migo here? Meaning he could have said, I did intentionally, and he'd be patur. So he has ne'emanut because of a migo, like any other migo in Momonot, where if he wanted to get out of it, he could have said something else and been believed, so we believe him now. So what's the difference between these two approaches? The answer is the mifshat min ala tuma. Shall we apply it now, not to chiyuv chata, but to tuma? If it's because there's a blanket credibility to a person about his own status, more than all the witnesses in the world, it doesn't matter if witnesses come and say, you became Tomei yesterday, and then you went into the Mikdash, or you became Tamei today and went to the Mikdash. Because either way, he says, no, I wasn't Tamei, and we believe him about his own status more than they. But if it's because of amigo, that only worked yesterday, because he could say, I could have said, I was Tamei, and I went to the mikvah, meaning I'm not directly challenging what you saw. You saw me touch the sheretz, but what you don't know is I went to the mikvah. Just like here, I was mazy. But if they said today you were Tamei, so even if he says yes and I went to the mikvah, it doesn't help because he went to the mikdash before nighttime. My time at Tumayishana Migo de Bayamar Tavalti Patur. Because Tumayishana, he could have said yes, and after that I went to the mikvah. Therefore he has a Migo to say I wasn't Tamei. Kamanami Lonit Meiti Patur. My Lonit Meiti Tikamar, we could explain what is Lonit Meiti Lo Mati Betumati. I didn't stay Tumatamei. Hello Tavalti. Hava Tumachar Hashem Mechayev, my time. If it's today's Tumah, then he's certainly Chayav, because he has no more Migo. Even if he said, I went to the Mikvah, he's still Chayav, because he didn't have sunset yet. Right? So the question is, my. So which is Rabbanan's position, and therefore, how will it play out for Tumah Chadashat? Toshma, Amar lo Eid Echad Nitmeita, v'omer lo Nitmeiti. So one Eid says, you became Tamei. And he says, no, I didn't, Patur. And he went to the Mikdash. I might think even if two people say nitmeita and he says no, I didn't. We all agree he went to the mikdash. Amar kavachomer, same kavachomer. Ime view shnayim the mitach hamura lo yivu lidei korban hakal. If two guys can testify and get you killed, then certainly two guys can testify and have you bring korban olevi oreid for tumat mikdash. So it's pretty clear that Chacham's reason is because you have credibility. That should be the end of the road. And Rabbanan's position is a blanket credibility the person has on his own status. And therefore, even for Tuma Harasha. So Amar Rabami, time out. Actually, Rabbanan's position is the Migo. V'hachitani. Since you could have said, I didn't stay Tamei, meaning what you saw was correct, but I went to the mikvah. Patur, therefore I'm patur, and you believe me when I say I didn't become Tamei. That leads to his credibility, but only in the case where there's amigo. So, then why are a mayor and chacham have the machloket here, and the machloket in our case about chelev? The same machloket. The answer is The answer is that the two statements don't work the same way. When the Edim say Achalta Chelev, you could turn around and say, yes, Bemezid. In other words, you don't even have to change anything about their words, just add something onto it, and it comes out that you're exempt. Lo Achalti Shogeg El Amezid. Avonit Meta, or you could say that his response, Lo Achalti, could just be extended. Without changing any of the original words he said, everything he said was true, and that's his migo. But lo nitmeiti can't be read as, yeah, I was talking about I went to the mikvah. I might think that since those words themselves cannot be part of a sentence that agrees with the Edim, perhaps he has no migo. Kamash Malan, that he does. So we're going to give more flexibility to his words and say, it means I didn't stay Tamei, I went to the mikvah. Alright, let's keep searching to see what Rabbanan's position is. Toshma, Vihit Vada, in the context of Korban Olav Yorin, it says Vihit Vada, you have to confess your sin. Modevi Dvarim Chayav, Ein Modevi Dvarim Patur. So now we see that not as just part of the consequence, but also part of the characteristic of the chait. You're over the chiyuv. You're only liable if you admit that you did it. So if one guy says to you, you became Tamei and went to the Mikdash, and he says, no, I wasn't. Patur. So this is the same piece we had earlier, but from a different pasuk. He takes the position that we're looking at as being Rabbanan, perhaps. A person has credibility about his own status. Now we find out there's three opinions. There's Rabbi Meir on one extreme, Rabbi Yehuda on the other extreme, and Chachamim of our Mishnah in the middle. That Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Chelev, or Biat Mikdash, when it comes to Tumah itself, they don't agree. Now, but my asking, what's the case? Ilema betuma yishana. If we're talking about tuma yishana, where you were tamei yesterday, and they say nitmeita, and then today you went into the mikdash, and you say no, ma'ishta chalavinu v'yat mikdash t'module. So why do they agree to, with Rabbi Yehuda about those two, but not about tuma? In the case of Chelev, he said, I could have said I was mazid. He could also say, yesterday, you're right, I was tame, but I went to the mikvah. That's what I meant, lo nidmeti. So why are they different? They're talking about tuma yishana. They say, yesterday we saw you become tame, and we saw you eat the kodshi metumat haguf. He said, I didn't. There's no way to explain those words and make them work within the believability. He can't say, no, I didn't stay tamei, I went to the mikvah. Because my amalahon tavalti v'achalti? Even if he said, I went to the mikvah and then I ate yesterday, at the very least, he's denying now what he said earlier, because he said, lo nit meiti, and now he's saying, yes, and I ate kodshim. He says the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, which is the extreme position that a person always has believability about his own status. However, even Rabbi Yehuda's position was only privately and for yourself, meaning your status holds for yourself. That if two people said you had beer with a shivcha harufa, and he says no, I didn't. We believe him. Why? Because he could say I didn't have gemar bia, and remember, as we saw at the end of the previous parak, without gemar bia, there's no liability for shivcha harufa, and therefore, since that's something that nobody could know, he is believed. Same thing is Rameir will agree that if a Nazir says, I didn't become Tamei, he's Patur. Why? He could say, before I went to that funeral, I was Shoal on the Nazirut, and the Nazirut was revoked retroactively. Rabbi Amodar Meir Lachachamim, and now we add one more. Shim Amrulo Shnaim Yodea Yita Be'ata Be'edut Ploni Vomer Loyadati Patur. If two people say, you do know what testimony for this guy, he took a Shavuot Ha'edut, he's exempt. He could say, I was standing there, and all they know is they saw him standing there when the guy lent the money. He could say, I was standing there, but I didn't intend to be an aide, which means I really am not an aide. And so every one of these cases is a case that the aidim never could really know about. Now, that should play out, though, into our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, the same thing, he could have said, Mezid Hayiti, and there's no way that they would know that it was Mezid Hayita. So here we'd have to find some sort of a distinction between these which are really unknowable. Nobody knows what happens inside of a Bia, and nobody except the participants, and nobody knows whether Nazir was Shoal except the Nazir and the Chacham. And nobody knows whether this guy intended a dude except he himself and perhaps the guy he's testifying for. Whereas with Mezid and Shogeg, with Chelev, it's possible that you could see it from the context. The second Mishnah, so if he ate two parts of Chelev and one Helem, then he's Chayev once. And then we said that's the Chumrah of one of multiple Minim, that you Chayev multiple times. Matka was there. Why, if you eat some chelev from here, and some chelev from there, and some chelev from there, why didn't you chayv multiple? You ate two zeitim. The answer is the only thing that divides into multiple chataot with one violation is a period of remembering in the middle. So you forgot, you violated, you remember, then you forgot again. That's separate chiyuvim. This is one helem. Some people ask the opposite way. Why would it be that if you forgot chelev was asur, ate some, remembered it was asur, then forgot again and ate more, why you chayv twice? It's a reverse question. The answer, because after all, it's one chelev, it's one violation. Again, either way, answers the same thing, that the only thing that separates multiple violations is a period of remembering in the middle. Okay, acha chelev adam pigo venotar, chayav al kol achad. Mimin achad chayav, pshita, so it's obvious that if you ate, several multiple half kazaitim of one min, and together they're kazait, that means story from Yechayus. That's pshita. Samar shlokesh, vishum bar tutini, kigon shachlo bishnei tam chuyin. We're talking about a case where you ate it in two different bowls, and this is something we've seen invoked earlier, and now we'll see it straight up. V'alibir Rabbi Yeshua, it's following Rabbi Yeshua, demar tam chuyin mechulakin. That if you have things in separate bowls, that makes them separate chiyuvim. So we might think that Rishua's position is even lekula. So if you ate a half kazayit in this bowl and a half kazayit of the same thing in another bowl, you're not chayiv. So this is coming to teach us that Rabbi Yeshua's position is only the chumrah, that if you had a kazayit in one bowl and a kazayit of the same problem in another bowl, chaylev and chaylev, be chayiv twice. But half a kazayit, you are chayiv once. Ikadam al Seifa. Some of you made this comment about the end of the Mishnah. Mishnei minin patur, pshita. So obviously, if you had half a kazayit pigo, half a kazayit notar, you're patur. Amar shalakh, shimbar tutini, gon shachlo bishnei tam chuyin. It means that you ate it in two bowls. Valibir Rabbi Yeshua, damar tam chuyin mechulakin, damar temek Rabbi Yeshua, lechumra amar, lekula lo amar. In other words, now what they're saying, taking the position is that we might think that Rabbi Yeshua's position is only lechumra. So kamash palan, mishne minim patur. That's why we said only if it's two separate minim, you're patur. Meaning, my mishne minin, minachadu. What you're telling me now that if it's a kazayit of half a kazayit chelav and half a kazayit of chelav and a kazayit of chelav, half a kazayit of chelav and half a kazayit of chelav, you're patur. So v'amai kar mishne minin mishum da'achlo mishne tamchuyin. So this is the opposite position. This is now saying that if you have half a kazayit chelav in one bowl, half a kazayit of chelav in another bowl, eight of pahalam echad, there wouldn't be mitzareif because Rabbi Shul's position now is even lekula. Tani patur, l'shnal lekula, l'shnal lechumra. So if you're going to say that the end of the Mishnah is really not multiples types, but all minachad in two bowls, so the resha, therefore, when you're chayiv, is when they're in one bowl. So pshita, obviously, if it's one kazayit in one bowl and you ate it, just because there were two pieces, each half a kazayit, obviously you're chayiv. Ravidin gon chaitalui diabintayim. Oh, this is something else. This is that you knew the chelav was also, you forgot. You ate half a kazayit. Then you remembered it was also, then you forgot again and ate the other half kazayit. Valib Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is a very interesting position. Amar ein yadiel achatzi shir. Meaning, if you ate half a shir, or violated half a shir of whatever it may be, remember the Isser, forgot the Isser again and did another half, that's not called a break. It's all one thing. Let's say on Shabbat, you wrote two letters, but during two periods of forgetfulness, you forgot writing was also wrote an aleph, and then you forgot, you remembered that a ketiva was usher, and then you forgot again it was usher, and you wrote a bet next to it. So now you have the shir of chiyuv. Achat shakit v'achat ravita, one in the morning, one in the evening. Gamliel mecham mecham potrim. Gamliel says shachayim. Why? Gamliel savai in yediyah lechatzi shir. Because he says, remembering in the middle, when you've only done half a shir, that's not remembering, and it doesn't break the two things up. Rabbanan say that there is, and that it constitutes a separate piece, and therefore you are patur because you had half a kashir and then a break and half a kashir. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Yud Bet Amud Bet. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.